Welcome everyone to the Woken English Podcast. I am your host, Gabriel Aguero. Joining me today is Facundo Salazar from Miami. Facu, how's everything, buddy?
Hi, Gabby, how are you today?
I'm doing well. How's the weather treating you in Miami?
Oh, I haven't been in Miami last week because of traveling and work and blah, blah, blah. But it's good. I mean, yesterday was around like 75 to 85, let's say. So pretty fantastic.
Yeah. Nice. What about you? In comparison, here on Long Island, New York, we have 49 degrees Fahrenheit and rain. So it's absolutely terrible. It's cold out. It's dreary. Nobody wants to be here. I always ask you about the weather in Miami because I love Miami. I love South Florida. I used to live there. So I'd love to go back and live there one day.
I used to live in New York and I do not miss it.
Yeah, I'm sure. Especially if you lived in the Bronx.
Oh, yeah. No. I'm okay here. Enjoy my beach weather.
Yeah, no. Totally jealous of you. No Gaisito today. He's cheering on the Wimbledon FC boys today. I think he said it's the last game of the season or something of that sort. So we wish him well. We hope he's having fun cheering them on. Anyways, let's get right into it. We have a couple games here to discuss. We're going to emphasize mostly on the match against Newell's, the 3-1, impressive 3-1 win in Rosario. We're going to touch on slightly the Copa Sudamericana win against Sportivo Trinidense, the 1-0 loss to Estudiantes, and then the last game, the 1-0 win at home in La Bombonera to Cruz. So let's get right into the match against Newell's. Boca picked up a crucial 3-1 win. Facu, I remember from the last podcast, me, you, and Guy, we put extreme emphasis on this game. We said we had to pick up the win. It was crucial. We were still one game behind. We still had to make up the match against Estudiantes. We picked up a 2-1 win over San Lorenzo. We were trajecting pretty well. And in order to get a top four spot, picking up points in Rosario was crucial. A loss was not an option. A draw wouldn't have been sufficient. And, you know, the boys did well. I saw a game where we held on to the ball very well. We played 1-2 touches. Senon was all over the pitch. Eki Fernandez completed an absolute masterclass. He was all over Eber Vanega, didn't let him play well. Eki was all over the pitch. And I don't think Newell's really created any chances in the first half. The only time they created a threatening play was in the last minute of stoppage time of the first half. There was a lot of really good transitions from us, moving the ball forward. Again, 1-2 touches. I was impressed. It was one of the most impressive games of the season from us. And above all else, in Rosario against Newell's in a tough stadium. So tell me what you think of the 3-1 win against Newell's, Facu.
I mean, like you said, it was a must win. I mean, we knew we had three games left. You know, Newell's, Estudiantes, and Godoy. And we need to pick up 6 points. So not picking up 3 points in the first game, that would have set us back. Because, you know, with Estudiantes, you know, whatever 50 minutes remaining, we knew that was going to be a tough one. Like you said, this game was a very, very good game. I think it was probably the best games of the year so far. You know, people were a little concerned about Paul Fernandez coming back as starter. And to be honest, pretty much nothing changed. I think that, you know, our wings, like, no wings, but our defensive wings, let's call it, Avíncula and Blanco were very good pushing forward. But in the first half, they were blocked a lot by Newell's. So we use the middle a lot, like we've been suggesting that we should do, because people really know how we play. You know, they know that Blanco is always going to forward, they know that Vinco is going to go forward. So having Medina, Paul, Eki, and Senon in the middle controlling it was great. I think it was, why was it one of the best games? I think because we were very patient. I don't know if you noticed that we hold the ball, and the movement of the midfield was very good. So that was creating a lot of space, you know, pushing Newell's out, because in the beginning, first half and the second half, Newell's was holding back a lot. So by pushing them out, by moving the ball and moving the midfield, there was a lot of spaces that Langone and Merentiel were able to use. So I'm very happy that how it went. Unfortunately, like you said, they scored in the last minute of the game, minute 88, I think, and kind of gave us a little bit like,
yeah, it's a little scare.
But then Senon had a fantastic counter attack and when they're winning. I mean, if you look at the stats, they're not overwhelming for us. But if you look at the game, we were all over them. They barely had a chance. I never thought that we were going to lose that game. You know, I thought that throughout the whole game it's going to be us winning or they tying in the last minute. Like, you almost could have it happen.
Right. Let me read out the starting lineup really quick. We had Bray in goal, Advíncula, Lema, Rojo, Blanco, Medina, Paul Fernandez, Eki Fernandez, Zenon, and Langoni, Menentiel up top. I want to touch on slightly on Paul Fernandez, who was his first game back from injury, and I thought he played well. I thought he played very well. Paul Fernandez is not a fan favorite for Boca Twitter. He gets a lot of hate, and rightfully so. I don't really think any player really deserves hate. Let me backtrack on that. But Paul Fernandez has been one of the most underwhelming performers for Boca over the past year and a half, 2 years. But I thought he played well in Rosario, very quick touches. Bray was impressive in goal, very young kid with a promising future. He was very secure in goal. And like you said, Blanco Advíncula constantly attacking, constantly going up top, classic Diego Martinez tactics. Blanco and Zenon connection was spectacular. And last but not least, Langoni. I think Langoni needs to start. I'm not a big fan. We'll touch on this a little bit later. I'm not a fan of the Menentiel Cavani experiment up top. I think we lose a lot of speed in our attacks. I think we lose the ability to make runs in behind the defense. Not saying Cavani Menentiel can't do that, but Langoni just adds an extra dynamic that Menentiel and Cavani just can't add to our starting lineup. Anything else you have to add with that game? Otherwise, we'll move on to the next one.
Let's move on.
Sportivo Trinidense, we'll touch on this very, very lightly. Boca picked up a crucial 1-0 win in the Copa Sudamericana with a 71st-minute goal from Anselmino. It was a corner kick, a header. I think the best way to summarize this game is Boca was all over Sportivo Trinidense, all over them, and the pressure started to build as every minute ticked. Boca have to win. The fans were a little upset. The La Bombonera was a little shaky. This is a team that we should have beaten 3-4, 5-0, and we didn't. Let me read the starting lineup really quick. Romero in goal, Figal, Anselmino, Valentini, Saracchi, Saralegui, Benitez, Paul Fernandez, Daborda, Cavani, and Menentiel. So yes, it was a mixed 11, a lot of substitutes in the starting lineup. So what do you think of the match, Facu?
I mean, like you said, we had a B team, let's call it. Let's say that six of the starters were our subs. I mean, clearly that game, Martinez showed us that he's prioritizing the Copa de la Liga. This game, yes, we were all over them, but it was expected. I mean, it's a team from Paraguay, first time playing against us in their history, and, you know, they're coming for that 0-0. I think Boca played all right. I think that there were nothing that you're like, wow, could have done much better, I think. You know, the subs every time, they, you know, we always ask about the subs, about Taborda or Saralegui or, you know, Anselmino to show up. They did have a good game, but it wasn't nothing outstanding, let's say. I think that people were a little bit anxious about Arsenal winning just because they know that next game we had to go to Brazil against Fortaleza that won already two games. So if we would have tied this game, you know, even beating Fortaleza, we're still in second position. And don't forget that you had to finish first in the Sudamericana to kind of skip around a playoff round. So it's easier to win the championship if you finish first. So we had to win. Luckily for us, Anselmino had a fantastic game. I'm a big fan of Anselmino. Unfortunately, he got injured. Like, he's going to be out for 4 weeks, 5 weeks. But I think that it was a game that we had to win no matter what. We won 1-0 and whatever. We'll move on.
On to the next one. Yeah, absolutely. Next match, Boca lost 1-0 in La Plata to Estudiantes, making up the remaining 60 minutes of the postponed match. I'm not going to go on my little tangent of, you know, this game should have been played the very next day after it was postponed. The Liga AFA, I don't understand the way they schedule things, the way they go about certain things. Boca has a very, very tight schedule for the next month and a half, playing Copa Sudamericana, playing Copa de Liga, Copa Argentina match in there in the mix. And to throw an additional game that wasn't already scheduled is just asinine to me, but whatever. Boca went to La Plata. I think there was a couple of changes in the lineup. I'd have to compare it to the original lineup. But we had Romero in goal, Advíncula, Lema, Rojo, Blanco, who I think got
a record.
He sent off, yeah. I think it was a double yellow. Paul Fernandez, Eki Fernandez, Zenon, Medina, Cavani, and Langoni up top. Overall, I watched this match. I didn't take a look at it the way I typically would. It was in a family setting. It wasn't the best performance, I don't think, from either side. I don't think either side deserved the win. It was a game that was certainly ending 0-0, point for each, and then a crucial mistake from Chiquito Romero, unable to, I think it was a header, pick up the ball. It slipped right through his legs, and Estudiantes convert. Unlucky game. It happens. We were on a good run of form, a good streak, but it happens. But that definitely put us in, I think it was fifth place in the standings. We weren't in the top four, and then we had to pick up the win against Godoy Cruz. What do you think of the match against Estudiantes, Facu, if you have anything else to add?
I mean, I'm going to rant like you a little bit. I mean, that game should have been played the next day. I mean, I know sometimes our board is so nice to everybody. Like, they don't want to be tough because I know there are repercussions that could bring to Boca, because I know, I feel lately like it was against us or against Riquelme and his board. But he had to do better there, because you cannot play this game 3 weeks later in a crucial time, because, it was crucial. I mean, us losing put us in a very tight spot that we had to come out and beat the Godoy Cruz, who is the best team of the league right now. And I didn't like how everything went. The game was absolutely terrible, to be honest. I watched the 60 minutes and was boring. It was very defensive. Both teams just won a point, and they got lucky in a cross where Chiquito had a bad save, and well, the score they won. Back to the next game, right? Now we had to focus on Godoy Cruz and see what's going on there.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's get right into that one. Let me read the starting lineup against Godoy Cruz, a game that, Jesus Christ. Chiquito Romero goal, Advíncula, Lema, Rojo, Saracchi, Medina, Iki Fernandez, Paul Fernandez, Enone, and Cavani Menentiel up top. Facu, I'll let you get into this one first. All I'm saying is the double booking on Medina, especially the first one, was very cheap from the referee. But anyways, go ahead.
I mean, this is the best starting 11, I think. If you change, I mean, I'm with you. I'd rather play Langoni than the double nine. I think that the double nine affects Cavani a lot. And now that Cavani is scoring a lot, he's very confident. He should not be doing Langoni's job, because clearly Merentiel doesn't know how to do it. So if Merentiel is not doing great, just put him as a sub, play Langoni, who is getting better and better every game. But this game was tough, man. I mean, we're playing a very good side. Like you said, the first yellow might not be a yellow, but Medina cannot slide tackle like he did in the middle of the ground.
Let me bring up this point, though. Let me bring up this point. I agree with you. He's already booked. He can't slide tackle like that. But you can also say the reverse. You can also say it's a match against Godoy Cruz. This is essentially a final. We win. We're into the playoffs, into the quarterfinals of the Copa de la Liga. You have to give every challenge, every 50-50 your all. How are you not going to give? How are you not going to slide tackle like that on a 50-50 ball? You could say the same thing on the reverse side. You get what I'm saying?
100%. I mean,
I don't really fault him so much.
No.
And I don't even think it was a booking either. I don't think that the second yellow card was a booking.
I know. I was going to say something that is not helping our case, but you got to know that the refs are going to be on our ass. They want Boca to not make it. I mean, we can talk about the game that's coming tomorrow, but we got to do better. Don't forget that we got two red cards in a row, if you count the one that Blanco got against Estudiantes.
Yeah.
We need these players. I mean, now we're missing Medina for the Super Clásico tomorrow. We need these players. It happens. It's football, so I'm not going to play them. I got a million records throughout my career for making slide tackles like that. But if that record would have happened in minute 75, I'm okay with
it. It's different. Yeah.
But it's minute 30 against a team that is very good, it's hard. However, once again, Boca came out and showed that we are who we are, that we had to beat these games, win these finals, like you said. And I'm very happy how everything happened later. Vincola having a fantastic game, crossing a fantastic ball. Cavani, we already know how good
he is. What a finish. Exquisite.
No one in Argentina can make a finish like that, to be honest.
The spin on the ball, unbelievable. In the lower corner.
Yeah, he's our best player, clearly. And now that he's doing better, feeling better. We got to take advantage of that. That's why I'm saying that we had to play Langon instead of Merentiel. But it looks like we're going to come out with the same 11 that we did against Brother Cruz. I'm wondering who's going to play for Medina. People are saying Camposano.
There's updates. There's updates as of 13, 15 minutes ago. There's updates.
Oh, for real? All right.
Yeah.
But well, we'll see. I mean, I would like to give a chance to Saralegui as well. I would like to give a chance to Langoni. I don't want to rely on Benedetto anymore. I'm sorry. But I feel like every time I play against River, people are like, oh, this is the time that he's going to make it. He's never going to make it. We got to take advantage of Cavani and Entien and Langoni. No more spring the pass, you know, nostalgia to win these games.
Yeah.
It's going to be a fantastic game. I'm very excited about it. Not going to lie to you. First time having the fans again after 6 years, you know, against each other for a real game. I cannot wait. I think it's going to be a fantastic game. I'm going to go at it. I'm going to say that we're going to win 2-0. But again, I know I got myself ahead. I mean, we're talking about another cruise.
You're getting excited.
But this is a time to make a statement. This is a time for Martinez to make a statement. Yeah. I mean, like,
this is what we were going for.
Correct. Hopefully the refs are not influenced by the media. Yesterday, the whole day, the media were talking about how Rojas going to get a red card. That's not great for us. I don't like how people are just always doing this against every time we play against River. But the stadium is going to be packed. I think the Boca fans are going to be very excited about this game. And I think it's going to be on our side. I'm going to lie to you. I don't remember the last time I felt this confident against Super Clásico in the last year and a half. Don't forget the last one in Monumental. We had a good game, but we tied. And the previous one, we played against them. Before we played in Palmeiras, and we put a second team, and they're not beating us because our second team was not up to
par.
The task.
Yeah. Let's hold off on the Super Clásico for just a second. Let me give my thoughts on the match against Godoy Cruz, and then we'll go right into Super Clásico because, like I said, I'm checking Twitter right now, and there are updates in terms of who's going to replace Medina, who we're going to miss dearly. He was one of the best players in the last Super Clásico. Just give me 1 second. I'm going to send you the link in our group chat. But anyways, yeah, the match against Godoy Cruz, the preview of the match, the coach said that they're going to play their best 11. It's better for them to eliminate Boca now from the playoffs than to play them on a head-to-head in the quarterfinals, semifinals, or final. So he's going to play his strongest 11. And I noticed a match where Boca was a better team from the jump. They had control of the ball. They struggled to create opportunities. But we definitely control possession. Godoy Cruz seemed very lethargic. Godoy Cruz seemed like we already clinched the first place. You know, we're into the playoffs. Nobody wants to get injured. Nobody wants to get hurt. They're probably going to play a 0-0 draw or do their best to do so. And then we got the red card from Medina, which I think impacted a lot of us. At least I knew that we were in some, excuse my language, we were in some deep shit. I thought the game was going to be very, very, very difficult to overcome. You know, Cruz is a solid team, and you get a hint of that when they had possession of the ball. They play very well with the ball at their feet. They play very quick. The triangles that they form are very good. They're a good team, very dynamic team. But thankfully, we have Cavani on our end, and that's why we brought him in. Advíncula crossing a ball, and like you already said, Cavani hit it extremely beautiful kick that ended up in our favor. And I think over the course of the rest of the first half and even the second half, you really didn't notice that Boca were down a man. Again, even us up 1-0, Godoy Cruz seemed very lethargic. They didn't really seem like they were going to go all out to try and match, level the game, score goal and level the game like they did. Like the coach said before the match that they were going to try and eliminate us there. I didn't really get that feeling from them. Yeah, in the final minutes, they did have a shot that I think hit the crossbar. But apart from that, it was mostly Boca. Of course, Godoy Cruz had majority possession with 57%, and they had the slightly better expected goal with a 0.86 versus our 0.63. But we had 5 shots on target; they had 4. It was an impressive game, and a match that I think we obviously needed to win. Let me just take a look here. Okay. So yeah, we picked up the win, and we got matched up against the Rivad, the Super Clásico, which you already got excited about this Sunday. It's at 3:30 or 3 o'clock?
3:30 Argentinian time.
3:30 Argentina. A bit. Yes, 3:30 Argentina, so 3:30 local time, 2:30 Eastern Coast of the U.S., so that would be our time. Let's get right into it. So we're going to miss Medina. He's not going to play the Super Clásico. He was the one of the standout players in the Monumental in the 1-1 draw for the last Super Clásico. And as of 20 minutes ago, Diego Martinez is conducting a scrimmage in Boca Predio, testing a lineup, and he tested Saralegui in for Medina. I know there was a couple of options circulating. Advíncula would replace Medina, play in midfield, and then Figal would play the right back spot. I personally wasn't a big fan of that. I was on your side. I think Saralegui should get the chance to play, and he played very well. Saralegui started the last Super Clásico in the Monumental, and I think he played very well. He replaced Paul Fernandez. So anyways, this is the expected starting lineup for Sunday at the campus. It's in Córdoba, 50-50 fans. I do want to say one thing. Boca exhausted their tickets within a couple of hours, and River didn't. I think it was into the late night hours, and there were still tickets available for River fans. So that goes to show the difference in the fan bases. Just had to throw that out there. Anyways, the expected lineup is Romero in goal, Advíncula, Lema, Marcos Rojo, Blanco, who comes back, Saralegui replacing Medina, Eki Fernandez, Paul Fernandez, Kevin Zenon, Cavani, and Merentiel up top. Again, I'm not a big fan of the double nine, the double striker. I'd much rather Langoni in for Merentiel. I love Merentiel. He has scored a lot of crucial goals, especially at the end of the year with Almirón as head coach. But what do you think of this lineup, Facu? I think personally it's the best that we can offer.
Besides what you just said about Merentiel and Cavani, it is the best one. It is the best one, and I'm with you when you said that the Figueroa-Vincula thing is not good. I think the back four is perfect. In the middle, four in the middle are the best ones that we have available. And then, Cavani-Merentiel, if Merentiel is not performing, I hope that Langoni comes in and performs, but it's the best 11 that we have. I think it's going to be very dynamic game. I think we should have more possession. We should move more with the ball. We should implement what we've been implementing in the last 4 or 5 games. I'm very excited. I think that Saralegui is going to have a great game. No lie to you. We'll see how Paul performs. He needs to prove us again that why he's a second captain after Rojo. He needs to show his experience in these kind of games. That's why he's started. That's why he's starting above Benitez or Campuzano or whoever plays in that position. And I hope, I really want Cavani to score a goal.
Me too. Goal. I think we all do, but at this point we'll take whoever.
Yeah, I'll take a Lema goal if it helps. But I am very confident. I feel good about it. I think it's a fantastic time. Sunday, 2:30, Asadito, Fernet, Boca River. I mean, I cannot. I'm very excited. I'm very happy, to be honest.
Yeah. I'm pumped, too. When we were watching, I don't know about you, but when I was watching the match against Veracruz and they had the other score lines there, and then we heard, oh, Defensa Justicia scored. That sets up this potential Super Clásico. I'm sitting there in my room, and I'm like, please, all results hold. Please, I want to play River. I want the Super Clásico in the quarterfinals. What are your thoughts on that? Did you want the same? Did you not care?
I wanted them so bad.
Yeah, me too.
I wanted them to play them right away. I think this is a perfect time to play them. Again, it's a Super Clásico, so everything that happened before, tomorrow doesn't matter. Anything can happen. Boca could be in a 10 winning streak, or River could be in a 10 winning streak.
Yeah, Super Clásicos are different.
But I think this is the time for us to once again eliminate them. Like the last two times I would play against them in this kind of playoff tournaments. Let's make it 3 in a row and let's just go to semifinals. We'd love to play Estudiantes after that, sort of little revenge. But again, I want to get ahead of myself.
Yeah.
I am very excited about tomorrow, to be honest.
I'm excited too. I'm excited too. I'm just staring at this lineup, and I'm thinking to myself, okay, you're a rear defender. You have to defend Menendez and Cavani. Cavani definitely draws up certain tactics, and one would imagine that, okay, Menendez does too. You know, he's a player who has consistently converted for us over the past year to dangerous threats. You have to imagine if you're Rivers head coach that you're giving your players special instructions to defend Menendez and Cavani. This isn't, you know, just anybody there. It's not Orsini or whoever else we've had over the past couple of years. This is Menendez and Cavani, two Uruguayans who definitely feed off each other. And I also want to mention we have Blanco back. Blanco, who is a player sort of flying under the radar, who has a terrific crossing ability. His crosses are exquisite. He has an ability to just tack on assists. He's picked up a couple of assists over the past couple of games. He's a player that plays very well with Sinon over on the left flank.
He backs very well, Gabby. I feel like he doesn't ever do one more touch or one more play that he shouldn't be doing. He's very, let's call it simple. He's a very simple player.
He assisted Medina in the Monumental, right?
Correct.
I think it was him.
He assisted.
Yeah.
So I think that Brewer should try to avoid. Don't forget, imagine you're the other team's coach. Blanco scored against you in your stadium. And then last game, Advíncula kind of made the cross for us to win to qualify. So they're going to try to block that lane. So what should Boca do? Try to have Saralegui, Eki, Paul, and Sinon play through the middle, you know, feed them and kind of take advantage of the game that way. The opportunity of Blanco and Advíncula will come, and we're going to capitalize that. But we should know that that should not be our only option.
Absolutely. No, I fully agree. And yeah, you also mentioned you have Advíncula on the other side. Advíncula, a player who loves to attack. I think our fullbacks, we have two of the best fullbacks in, I don't know if I want to say South America, because I don't know every team's fullbacks in South America, but we have two of the best fullbacks, definitely in Argentina, who are playing very well at a very high level at the moment. There's a lot of different ways that Boca can attack River, with Blanco on the left and Senon, with Advíncula on the right, with Saralegui. I mean, it really does kills me that we're not going to have Medina. Absolutely tears me apart. I really want, if Medina was in the starting lineup, I mean, it looks very, very good. Very good. But I trust Saralegui. He's a very young player who, again, played well at the Monumental in the last Super Clásico. I think our biggest downside is our versatility up top. We don't have Langoni making those runs in behind the defense. We don't currently have that at the moment, but that's okay. I think we're going to make it work.
If we don't get a red card, we're winning this game.
Who do you think is most likely to get a red card?
Us. You know what I read the other day?
In terms of a player.
Player?
Marquito, right?
He has all the numbers all the time. Because people hate him. You know, it's just like he has that reputation. That whatever he does is, oh my God, he's so aggressive. Dude, he's playing Super Clásico. He has to be aggressive. Like, feel.
You saw a stat, you were saying?
That the last time that Boca had one more play in a Super Clásico was 20 years ago, the Libertadores semifinals, 2004, when Lagata Gallarda,
scratched that one in the city.
That was the last time that Boca had one more player than River in a Super Clásico, which is nuts.
Yeah, that is crazy. That is crazy.
So hopefully that, you know, if we both teams finish with 11-11, stuff like that, that'd be great. There was another Super Clásico that Boca had one more player for like 10 minutes, and then Cardona got a red card. Remember that game that they gave Cardona a terrible red card? But the start was like in the last 20 years, Boca never finish a game with one more player. That's what I was trying to say.
Wow. Yeah. Hopefully the referees are up to par. Who is it? Falcon Perez, I think his name is. I don't like him at all. I think he's trash. There's a lot of pictures of him circulating over social media. I don't know if they're AI pictures or what, but of him in River jerseys. I mean, at this point, it doesn't surprise me. I don't really care. I don't want a referee to benefit us. I don't want to come on this podcast in 2 weeks and talk about the referee. I just want a fair, just fair officiating. That's all I want. Just fair.
Right. I mean, if refs are like us, where they they like one team, obviously, because they were kids once. We just want them to perform well. If it's a PK for us, PK for us. If it's a PK for them, PK for them.
Is there not a referee born in La Patagonia or something who likes a local team from La Patagonia and no teams from Buenos Aires? If there is, please hire him for the next Superclásico. I mean, but yeah, I'm excited. Facu, you said, what was your prediction? 2-0 Boca?
I think we're going to win 2-0. No, that's here.
I'm going to go with 2-0 as well. You know what? It's a quarterfinal. It's supposed to be tough. It's not supposed to be easy. I'm going to go with a 2-1 win. 2-1 win. Cavani goal. Saralegui goal.
Okay. But so Saralegui has to score first because he's always the first sub.
Yeah.
So by that, probably score first in the first half with Saralegui, and then Cavani's going to win it.
Yeah.
Or 2-0, 2-1.
I think 2-0 and then 2-1 the dying 10-15 minutes is going to be crucial. But this is how the Superclásicos are. It's not to, I don't remember the last time I watched Superclásico and said, wow, this is an easy one.
Worst comes to worst, we had Romero in goal for the PKs and they have Armani, so I take it.
I was reading some River fans who said they're going to turn off the TV if this goes to penalties. For our listeners, there's no extra time. 90 minutes and then 3 penalties if that happens. Tell me who your goal scorers are.
Zenon. Cavani.
Zenon, we all want Cavani to score.
Yeah, I was going to say Merentiel, but because I feel like Merentiel
is do well
himself. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, My Cavani is more like a wish, more than I think it's going to happen, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah.
Because I didn't like how they treated him last time they he played against them. So I hope he scores
and celebrates in their face. Them.
Yeah.
Celebrates right in their face. That's correct. What I want. anything else you want to add, Facu, before we close this one out?
No. Again, like I said, I'm very excited. Thank you, Abby, again, for having me. I really enjoyed doing this podcast with you. We missed Guy today. I'm sure he's had a lot of fun watching some third division football in England. Wish him all the best.
Yeah, absolutely. He would probably say a 4-1 Boca win for tomorrow, knowing Gaisito.
I'll take it.
Facu, thank you so much for joining me. To our listeners, thank you so much for tuning in. Vamos, Boca, and until next time.